Does anyone listening to me today love Jesus? Do you? Then listen on as I bring you some wonderful gospel truth about our mighty Savior. Hello again, it's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. I asked a great question there. It's a wonderful question. Here it is again. Do you love Jesus? You know, I think we could all do very well to ask ourselves that question. Aye, and ask it more than once. Do we love Jesus? Well, let me ask you, do you love Jesus? Well, you say, well, I believe in him. Well, now, good for you. I'm not asking you, however, do you believe in him? I'm asking you, do you love him? Well, you say, if push comes to shove, I suppose I'd say I'm a Christian. No, 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 I'm not asking for push or shove here. I'm not asking whether you're a Christian as opposed to being a Jew. No, no. I'm asking a simple question. Here it is again. Do you love Jesus? Now, while you're thinking about it, I'm going to tell you why I love him. And I'm not claiming I have a perfect love for him. I wish I had. But here's why I love Jesus. I love him for what he has done for me. Do you know something? He loved me when I was still a sinner. It says that in the Bible. Romans 5 and verse 8 says, God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I had rebelled against my God, my Creator. I despised his word. I hated God. I didn't want him interfering with my life. I used his very name as a swear word. And in spite of all that, he loved me. And he came down from heaven to die for me. Look, it's no wonder that I love Jesus. But what about you? Do you love Jesus? You know, and not only that, he paid the penalty for my sin, and that's why I love him. He came to the cross and he took my place, not because he had to take my place, but because he loved me. That's why I love Jesus. But do you love Jesus? And not only so, he sent his own spirit to draw me to himself. Well, how did he do that? Well, his spirit brought me under conviction of sin. Now, we're told nowadays that we can't talk about sin, for people won't understand what we mean. Well, look, it's very true. They mightn't understand what I mean, but that's not the point. My job is not to convict of sin. That's the Holy Spirit's job. And let me tell you, if you're troubled and feeling dirty right now and unclean and lost, I want you to turn your eyes of faith away to Calvary. That's where Jesus died. And see him there, the Lamb of God, dying on the cross, taking your place. See him and trust him that he has died for you. And I'll tell you what, he'll save you if you'll put your trust in him. Oh yes, he will. Wounded for me, yes. He was wounded for you, and that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to the gospel truth. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or visit our website at www.milesmckee.com. Goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.